Tuesday, May 6th. The first reading from Acts chapter 7, verse 51 through chapter 8, verse 1. Stephen said to the people, the elders and the scribes, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always oppose the Holy Spirit. You are just like your ancestors. Which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute? They put to death those who foretold the coming of the Righteous One, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You received the law as transmitted by angels, but you did not observe it." When they heard this, they were infuriated, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his execution. Heda Commentary. Saint Stephen, inspired by the Holy Ghost, knowing he should die a martyr, boldly reproaches them for persecuting the prophets, for putting to death the Just One, that is, the Messiah, foretold by the prophets. Observe the holy indignation of Saint Stephen at the hardness of the incredulous Jews. They were cut to the heart, exasperated even to rage and madness, gnashing their teeth with indignation. The Holy Spirit comforts all martyrs and supports every Christian under the severest trials of either mind or body, and sweetens every burden and cross. They stop their ears, crying out blasphemy, and they stone him to death. He prayed for them, saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit," in imitation of his Lord and Master, our Savior Christ. They rushed in violently upon him, without any sentence or form of law. See with what arms Saint Stephen defended himself against the fury of his enemies. He puts on charity for a breastplate, and by that came off victorious. By his love of God he resisted the enraged Jews. By the love he bore his neighbor, he prayed for those that stoned him. Through charity he admonished them of their errors in order to their amendment. Through charity he besought the divine goodness not to punish their crimes against him. Leaning on charity he overcame the cruelty of Saul, and merited to have him a companion in heaven, who had been his chief prosecutor on earth. So says Saint Fulgentius. Saint Augustine says, "We here again see the powerful intercession of the saints, for if Stephen had not thus prayed, the church would not have Saint Paul to glory in." The Gospel from John chapter 6, verses 30 through 35. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven, for the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." Heda Commentary. What sign then dost thou show? Foreseeing that he might with great propriety allege the recent miracle, they contrast it with what Moses performed in the desert. "It is true," they say, "you once fed 5,000 persons with 5 loaves, but our fathers, to the number of 600,000, did eat, not for once, but during 40 years, manna in the desert, a species of food infinitely superior to barley bread." Christ having declared that he was greater than Moses, since Moses could not promise them bread which should never perish, the Jews wished for some sign by which they might believe in him. Christ therefore answers them that the food which Moses gave them was not the true manna from heaven, but that it was only a figure of himself who came down from heaven to give life to the world. So says Saint Augustine. Saint John Chrysostom observes that the Jews here acknowledge Christ to be God, since they entreat Christ not merely to ask his Father to give it to them, but "Do thou thyself give it us." "Moses gave you not bread from heaven," that is, the manna was not given to your forefathers by Moses, but by God's goodness. Secondly, neither came it from heaven, but from the clouds, or from the region of the air only. Thirdly, it did not make them that eat it live forever, but they that spiritually eat me, the living bread, shall live forever. A life of immortality and eternal happiness is promised to all who worthily receive the bread of life. Saint Augustine, with all the fathers, believed that the Jews did not understand this in its proper sense, but only understood a material bread of superior excellence to the manna, which would preserve their health and life forever, or at least a far more delicious bread, which they were to enjoy during the whole course of their lives.